Hello, can you tell me your name?
Julian Daly, Director of External Affairs at the RLSB.
Okay, so today has been Everybody Tech Day. I've loved it. How did it all come about?
We did a project with IBM where we listened to our service users and what they wanted from our new website, and we couldn't find a supplier to come up with a way of talking to the internet. So we asked a lot of tech firms if they could help, and IBM tech firms. And we built this prototype, and it's really great. And Dale today explained a bit about that. But what we learned really from that exercise was that there's a great role for charities to play in channeling information about their users to big firms. And we thought that it would be good to try and start up a group whereby there'd be a permanent interface between large tech firms and lots of different disability groups, so that they have a one-stop service. So if they want to develop products that work for everybody, then they've got like a really clear choice.
Okay, so how on earth did you get Professor Stephen Hawkins involved? Because it was a very touching video at the end of your summary and then the video. How did you become involved?
Well, it was a long process, but basically we had we wanted to do a promotional video or a kind of awareness-raising video that we could use on social media, because it travels very fast, but you have to have a great video. So we had some sort of ideas, and then we thought, who really embodies this idea of being enabled through technology, but also who identifies maybe part of the issue that we're trying to solve? And we thought about Stephen Hawking, because he has made a career out of his thinking, and that thinking has been brought to the world through the technology that he uses. But at the same time, we also tend to think of Stephen Hawking at the same time as thinking about his chair and thinking about his technology. So in a way, the technology has almost come to cloud out somehow who Stephen Hawking actually is. And one of the things that Everybody Technology is trying to achieve is to enable the individual, whoever they are, to come out. And for technology, either through its functionality to not get in the way, or what people think about that technology to get in the way. So we're tackling two issues. The first is, let's make the best technology for people with disabilities. And secondly, let's make technology that doesn't create stigma and isolation because it's ugly or because it marks people out. And so those two objectives are really what's at the bottom of this Everybody Technology group. So we'll bring together big firms and specialists in disability drawn from, say, 40 or 50 different disability charities, but also a large cohort of disabled users who can have their needs understood and take part in research, and also to join access technology firms with mainstream product designers, so that items that might mark, for example, young people out as being disabled can be made just that little bit more attractive, a bit cool, a bit funkier, so that people that aren't using stuff might use stuff, and through that they can get out there and do stuff and enjoy life more.
Do you feel today's been a success?
I think it's been tiring. It's been a lot of work.
Aww.
And it's been pretty hectic to coordinate everything. But I think the feedback that we're getting is that people both recognise that this is an issue and that something should be done about it, and also want to do something about it. So it's been a real success.
It was really good when the lady from the gaming industry actually put her hands up and admitted that they're slow, they're not really on the ball, but they want to get on with it.
And also she said that she didn't know where to go.
Mm.
And I think that that's a really key point here. We're not trying to beat people up for not doing something. What we're trying to do is be more positive and say, there's many people out there who want to do something but don't know how to do it. And this service is the how. And we're not going to go around sort of complaining about people that don't do it. We're just going to get on and help those that do it and give them some resources and some tools and make some connections and just get some projects going and make some more great stuff. And it's not about, beating people up for not making accessible stuff. Because the government can do that, the police can do that. Our job is simply to take those people, like the lady from the gaming industry who want to do something and give them something to help them.
Well, it would be good for them as well, wouldn't it? Totally. As good as I mean, good for everyone
point,
else.
Really. I mean, you know, the case study must be the iPhone. You know, it's the number one accessibility device, but it's also the number one hit phone. And it's made by a company who happens to be the world's most valuable company. So somewhere in there is a lesson for every other company about thinking about the maximum number of potential users right at the beginning of the process to build products which are market beating. And if they're market beating, you'll be very successful. And that's what we see as the kind of win-win from the accessible side, the disability side, plus the big corporate side. And hopefully this group will help everybody with.
Well, we'll wait and see, won't we? Well, thank you so much for talking to me. Thank you.
No problem.